Hello and welcome to Masterpiece Audio Theater.
I'm your host, Jay Langjans. Hi, everybody. I'm doing another one of these quick, short podcasts. Life is never as you plan it. I had recorded the next episode for the story stuff when I got home from work today, and I just sat down with the laptop and ready to go, and my youngest, my three-year-old, decided that she was going to have the stomach flu. So, yeah, I don't do well with puke. I never have. It's one of those things where I immediately feel ill myself. I don't know why. I've seen some pretty disgusting things and some pretty shocking things, and nothing really affects me like somebody else throwing up. But it's when it's your kids, you gotta grin and bear it, and you can't be alongside them throwing up. So I grinned and bared it, and now I'm a sweaty mess. I don't feel like sitting down with that episode. I figured I'd get a quick one of these things out and get it done. I don't know. It's just something with me. I cannot handle puke.
It's disgusting, man. I just can't handle it. It throws me for a loop.
So, anyway, yeah. So, I didn't get much, I didn't get any fence work done today on the fence update. Fence gate? Is that a thing? Anyway, I didn't get anything done on the fence today, mostly due to the rain when I got home, and I didn't want to bring the tools out and get started in the rain. Granted, it did end shortly after, with about 45 minutes after getting home, the rain stopped, but the ground is muddy and gross, and, the main part's done. I'm putting fence boards on and finishing it up and everything like that, so it can wait another day. My intention was tomorrow to come home from work a little early and get at it right away, work till the sun goes down, and then do another one of these quick little episodes so that I get my participation in and get her done. But, some projects you can't wait on. And we've been waiting to build the fence for well over 3 years now. We didn't have a neighbor for the first couple of years that we lived in this house. It was just an empty lot beside us. And then it was built, and the couple that purchased the house never wanted to build a fence or never wanted to pay for their half of the fence. So it remained unbuilt until they sold and a new family moved in. Now they're game, and we figured out the costs. They gave me the cash, and I'm building the fence. So the hard part's done. I've done the concrete and the posts and all that nasty stuff. And like I said, it's just putting boards on and caps and that sort of thing and building a gate. Pretty easy stuff compared to the rest of it, so no big deal. Yeah, I was listening to Mark just as I was getting home today. He was talking about bread. We go through a lot of bread, but to stave off molding, we tend to freeze it. I have a large chest freezer in the basement, and I usually have 3 or 4 loaves frozen down there, and one loaf at a time, or one slice at a time, pop them into the toaster, toast them up. Kids are a big fan of toast in the morning, Of course, nobody likes anything the same. It all has to be different. My son likes broiled melted cheese in the morning. My middle daughter is a big fan of strawberry jam. And my youngest daughter oscillates between peanut butter and butter. And apparently, I'm supposed to be psychic while she's sleeping and figure out which one it is. But she's the only one that still greets me at 4:30 in the morning when I get up for work. So she can decide then what she wants on her bread. But heaven forbid I leave before she wakes up and she doesn't get to tell me her order. Oh, neighbor's dog's barking. Probably hear a plane or two come over too in our non-flight path home. It was another great sell. We bought this house in 2010. When we first bought it, there was definitely plans on the board for the City of Calgary to expand their international airport. The land had already been sort of picked out and everything like that. But I don't know, we were probably foolish. We should have probably done some more research. But we were moving from one side of town to the other, and where we used to live was about 2 houses away from the train tracks. So it was a very noisy place to live, and we had trains. So here comes a plane. Anyway, so, when we picked the realtor and they give them the things that you want, the things you don't want, all the happy and fuzzy feeling stuff. I was like, I would like to get away from the highway and get away from the noise. So that was apparently this house. But then they opened the new international runway. And we've already got quite a bit of air traffic flying over top of us. But I was talking to my neighbor, who is an aircraft engineer for Air Canada, and he has told me, just wait. Apparently, we are supposed to quadruple our air traffic, and we'll have planes going over every 2 minutes. Might be time to move. Really like our house, though. I don't particularly like change. I don't particularly want to move. So I don't know. We'll grin and bear it, I suppose. We have central air, AC, and such. For the 2 months of the year that it's hot here, so we don't really have windows open. So unless you're outside trying to have a nice family meal, you don't really hear the airplanes. And in the wintertime, well, everything's closed up anyway, right? It's minus 30 outside. Who wants a window open? So anyway, a little bit more about me and mine and my situation. And this is episode number 9 for the Dog Days of Podcasting. And hopefully tomorrow I'll get down into the booth and I'll also change my bumper on the music. Thanks, Chuck. I'll change up that /... I just like saying it. It's sort of like when you say .com. I like how that sounds too. So sometimes I say words just for the heck of it. I don't know. I like the sound of words. And some voices and accents can make words sound so delicious and so much fun to say. So, you know, very apropos. It's not even the right word usage, but it's funny to me. Anyway, have a great night. Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
This podcast was created under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 4.0 license.